7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right?
We're going to find out, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
I don't think we are.
You just said, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
What's up, another week? We got Danny here.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
A.K.A. Mac.
Yep.
Yeah, A.K.A. Mac.
Fantasy football, if you guys play.
But where did that name come from? Because you love Conor McGregor.
Alex, you stole the words out of my mouth. That's exactly why I fucking chose that word. Yep, it was like it's something Mac TV. You know that YouTube channel Mac something.
Mac Life.
Mac. There we go.
Yep. He looks like he looks like P-Rod if he rode scooters.
Oh, I'm Colombian. I don't know who P-Rod is, but I'm Mac.
You know who P-Rod is? Yeah.
Nah, who is that? It's
pro skateboarder.
Paul Rodriguez.
Yeah, for
street Nike. Skater.
Pull up that shit.
Maybe. Yeah, pull it up. You know, fucking.
But on a scooter.
Yeah.
On a Razor.
He was on the PlayStation game, the scooter game.
Everyone's all making fun of him at the skate park. Remember at the skate park, you'd be riding your board and then just some dude be hauling ass on a scooter. People would get pissed.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Get pissed at the scooter kids. Yeah, look at
Did
that.
You ride skateboards?
I rode them.
No, he's the guy that used to just hold one.
What the fuck? I had a fucking, I could do, one trick I could do is a kickflip, and that's if I'm staying still, I can't do it while I'm rolling.
That's what he says you look like.
Right?
I mean, does he have a beard?
With the beard.
Yeah, let's see him with the beard.
With the full beard he does.
Because I don't have long hair like that.
But you kind of do look like him, dude.
He does.
It's kind of a compliment.
Yes,
because exactly.
I'm not even hating.
He's not ugly. I didn't say
I'm not hating. All right, fool.
The scooter part. I think it's hilarious that you're wearing a medal right now.
Yeah, dude.
You just shut up with your medal.
Fucking Kurt Angle over here and shit.
Look, 50 miles. Did 50 miles today. No excuses. Drank the whole bottle of wine. Went out there at 9 a.m., did my 50 miles. Next year, I'm going to do the 100. And
cycling.
I'm more than cycling, yes. Riding the bike, Lance Armstrong shit. And I'm more than happy to invite all you guys. Ride next year, Riverside Citrus Classic over at Riverside Plaza.
I'm more than welcome. Clarify, you had wine the night before.
Yes.
Not right before.
Yes, sir.
I don't want people to think that you can drink wine while you're
I drink wine. I drink beer. I mean, and
but I'm pretty sure
other drugs.
Drink wine and fucking cycle at the same time because in Oakland he was wilding out.
Hell yeah. No excuses, man. Do that shit.
Do that shit.
That was a good commercial, bro.
Yeah, man. Do that shit.
So what's up, Eric? You came back this week.
Came back. I'm here. I'm alive.
Dude, you're at it. You saw the Joker movie, last night or two nights ago?
Thursday. Yeah, nights ago. It was good. I loved it.
It's fucking insane, right?
It's fucking dark as shit.
Did you go
it's
by
depressing.
Yourself?
No, I went with my roommate. Roommate Corey and one of his buddies.
Corey Matthews?
That's cool.
Yeah.
Dude, that movie's fucking good. It's crazy because it explains kind of like mental illness and the steps of it.
Yeah.
At first, when you're watching, you think it's like a little slow. But it's like you have to kind of understand the character before he turns into like that evil fucking Joker.
When he just snaps.
It's fucking
and shit.
Dope, dude.
It's fucking
good. I gotta watch that.
Some of the best acting I've seen.
But I don't agree people trying to say that the Joker was better. This Joker was better than the Heath Ledger one. Because that's two different movies.
Yeah.
They're both up there though. But I mean, this one was a badass movie, but it wasn't.
I don't think it's fair. I mean, it's two different. It's two different movies. I personally like this one better just because it's the acting and it's because the way it was shot. And it exposed a lot, but to be like fair on with the other Joker, that was more of a fucking. It had Batman in it.
Yes.
You know? So it wasn't all about the Joker.
Yeah.
You know, we only got to see parts of the Joker, and it was great.
It was a great
so
movie.
So we're never gonna know how good he can do on his own.
That's why I don't agree.
Well, that's like comparing Jordan and LeBron, like they're two different. Eras, two different. Even the Joker with Heath Ledger was a long ass time ago, so it's like a
2008.
But the cinema is probably totally different, like the way that you could shoot things and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Everything evolves, so.
But it was different directors.
Yeah, everything in this movie.
Yeah, that was just like a fuck. My bad. That was like high ass thought, and like it was so clear.
In
like
your
how
head?
I said everything.
Can I hit that? Hey, Martin, can I hit that?
That was like the best thing I've ever said on this podcast.
Let me try some of that. All right,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You had to kill it though. Like, you just kept rolling with it, dude. Damn. Now it seems
pretty good.
That was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying everything that, like, how it was shot, the scenery, everything was, like, on point.
Yeah.
Everything was on point. I felt like, I don't know, it was just dope.
Everything from, like, how you didn't expect things. There's so much of, like, I thought I had this movie figured out, but no, like, there's a lot of surprises. It was fucking cool.
Well, that's how I feel about the new Peaky Blinders.
Oh, my
God. Don't tell me about that.
I'm in episode 4, bro. Dude, I'm...
This is chess, bro.
Right? Peaky Blinders, this you gotta watch chess, Peaky Blinders, like, dude.
Is that on Netflix? Yeah, where is that at?
Netflix, yeah.
It just came out?
Nah, it's a few seasons. And what season?
Oh,
it's
shit. Like
season?
Four? I think this is fourth.
The fourth season.
Oh, this is the fifth. Really this is the fifth season.
Oh,
yeah,
it's really good.
Oh, it came out October 4th. That's why I said it.
Well, without telling me anything, what is it about?
It's basically about the...
Fire.
Fire.
It's basically about the Irish mob back in like the early 1900s, 1920s,
1930s. Okay, okay.
But the shit they do, the way it's kind of a chess game.
Yeah.
How they figure out how to like overrun certain businesses or other gangs, and it's fucking really cool, dude.
Fuck. Some cartel shit.
Exactly.
Yeah, but back then.
Okay.
1930s and shit.
God damn.
Mobster stuff.
Fuck. Okay. Gotta check that one
out.
Dude,
it's really good.
For sure.
And that's another one that's shot really well. Really good acting.
Really?
You fall in love with the characters, and there's a lot of characters. And normally that's like too busy, but like you're like, hell no. Everyone is really dope.
Has a meaning in the part of the film.
Yeah, with this new season, I'm only on episode 2, only because it's only 6 episodes. So I'm taking it slow. But the Billy Boys gang. It's fucking dope how they do that chant when they come in.
This
like, that shit
is
was
the
sick.
Billy Boys. Yeah, this is so sick. Dope. But it's so dope that the main character was offered to be Batman.
Turn that shit down or what?
I don't know if he turned it down. It's because the stupid Twilight guy took it. So,
oh shit!
I don't think that's gonna be.
Can't
good.
Get past him being in Twilight. There was like 10 movies.
Yeah, like
was it?
How's he gonna be? A good
there was
Batman?
A shitload. How many Twilights was there? 5. Like
I didn't watch that shit.
I just went once with on a date.
Shit, I love that shit.
what team were you on? Wasn't there like 2 guys? Like team something?
The buff dude. The wolf dude? Guys.
Oh, the wolf guys.
Because he's your skin tone?
He came and gone real quick, huh? He was in like 2 movies.
Who? He was like
the Indian
dude.
Super ripped.
He was like the Indian dude, right?
Yeah.
He was in Grown Ups with Adam Sandler.
But he was in his own movie where he did like parkour and shit where he's
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But I forgot
fucking
what the movie
always
was
right,
called.
Guy.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what you're talking about. They were trying to make it like kind of like a Mission Impossible type of shit. Or what's it called? The Bourne movies?
Oh, Bourne Identity or some shit like that.
Yeah, I think it is Bourne Identity.
But I also jumped into the Breaking Bad. It's a movie. You guys were saying it was a series or like...
No, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
I watched it today.
But what was cool is I never seen Breaking Bad, so I liked in the beginning how they ran through Breaking Bad real
quick. They ran through the whole thing.
That's what that was about?
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool.
I keep seeing the highlights about like it was a perfect thing, like how they just talked about like
even the throughout
well I didn't explain myself at all good
flashbacks and
even towards the ending fucking what's his face came back
I didn't get to the end yet thanks
I need to watch it
I started seeing half of it last night but then my sister and Jerry passed the fuck out so they were just snoring and I was like what the alright I can't I gotta stop watching the shit
no it's actually really good fucking that fool Jesse the actor like the guy who plays Jesse he's a good ass actor dude
I didn't know they fucking if I would've known what they ran through in the beginning of that movie I would've watched Breaking Bad
I barely watched Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad's badass.
I saw Breaking Bad 2 years ago.
Fucking dope.
And it's been out since when, like 2008?
For a minute definitely.
So I barely watched it 2 years ago and it's fucking one of my favorite shows dude.
And for like the longest, we're like, oh, Breaking Bad, and
I'm one of those guys. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, I never watched.
I don't watch that shit either.
I don't like fake shit.
I don't know if you guys like. have you watched the Gemstones? Have you watched the Gemstones?
No, bro. Oh, Righteous Gemstones.
It's fucking comedy,
someone
bro.
Told me to watch hilarious. That today.
We watched that. Alex, one episode.
Yeah,
Alex, I told you to watch that shit in Oakland.
Yeah,
I told
you. You got a little upset.
You got a little.
No, that's what I'm saying. Somebody told me to watch it. It was you.
Yeah, it was me.
And then I actually watched it at his house. It was with Kenny Powers. I mean, with Danny McBride.
Oh, yeah.
And I like Danny McBride, dude. Yep. Because you ever watched Eastbound and Down?
No, I never watched that shit. Really?
You
really?
have to.
Watch Gemstones and I'll watch that shit.
No, he's watching Gemstones.
Oh, he is watching it.
So right. Basically, Eastbound and Down's the first Gemstones. Like, no, where shit. It's that type of comedy that's fucking
is
hilarious.
Is it on HBO?
It was.
I think then. It was, yeah.
Yeah, it was.
I think
HBO.
It was on HBO.
I think it's probably on Hulu.
But it was years ago.
Oh, yeah. Fuck.
Okay. It's really good.
But it's his same character, Danny McBride, but as a... As a baseball player,
a retired.
So he's so he's cocky as fuck.
What?
I felt like I was super young when I was watching that because I would go in my mom's room to watch it.
No, it was like 2009.
Oh yeah, we just graduated, motherfucker.
Well, it was in high school.
So but you're I was still at my mom's house.
Idiot.
Still at
someone's mom's house. Yeah, we're in your mom's house right now.
This is a barn.
Shit.
It's the size of a fucking house, that's for sure.
Stupid.
I'm gonna go grab myself a beer real quick.
You gotta hit the little thing.
There you go.
Does anyone you want a beer? You look thirsty, Tony.
I got one.
Tony is a thirsty ass motherfucker.
Eric, you good? Wine? You good?
Straight.
Alex?
Yeah. I'm good, dude.
All right. I'll be right back.
Tall boy right here.
All righty. I'll be right back.
Fucking Eric. So, how was it? How far did you get through that keg, the stone keg?
Fuck, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because we were drunk, huh?
Yeah, we put a fucking dent in it. I know. But it was mostly me and my brother drinking it. So, two dudes drinking a 15-gallon keg.
That was it? No one else came through?
No, there was a bunch of people there. I don't know if all of them were drinking, though. Like,
oh, okay.
I'm sure everyone had, like, one or two beers, but...
Yeah. You guys were trying to shine that shit off.
Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
I just want to put Danny on blast.
What?
He lied.
About
he
what?
Stated he was going to get a beer. He actually went to go pee.
He probably went to go take a
door
hit.
Open
and then he'll grab a beer.
Yeah.
So when you listen to this... Grow the fuck up.
We got a liar as a guest.
Lies. Fucking make-believe Danny over here.
Fuck.
Hey, that beer was good though, right?
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah, I forgot to try it.
It was Stone's Fear Movie Lions.
Yeah, your bro hit me up today. He's like, come fill up a growler. And I was thinking about it.
You should have.
I lied.
You should have brought it. That shit's fucking good.
Well, I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, probably not. Not for a little while.
Where's your guys' little Swedish cups at?
With the steins?
Your kilts, steins? Whatever they are.
Kilts, what the fuck? That's two different. Fuck.
I know, a kilt's a fucking like, dress, fool.
Fucking guy. we took them back. I remember we were trying to drink out of that
you
shit.
Took
was
them back?
It? Yeah, it wasn't that easy to drink out of. No, it was just decoration.
They allowed you to take them
no,
back?
No, we have them
no,
at
like
home.
at the crib.
Oh, I was like, fuck.
I was actually going to bring them.
You could return
October.
Shit at thrift stores? Fuck.
It was an antique shop, by the way.
Same shit.
No, it ain't.
Two different category.
Things. Two different animals, dude.
Tomatoes,
tomatoes.
Those are the same things. So anyways.
So is this your Friday off?
No, next Friday. And I have Monday off.
This Monday?
Columbus Day, I think.
Oh, for real? I have Monday off, too.
I have
Monday off every day.
Yeah. You always have Monday off. No, but can we just... Because my mind was blown this week. I believe in aliens now, guys.
Dude. Oh, that's right. You watched it, too.
I
do, too. I believe in that shit.
I believe I can fly.
And I'm back.
And you're a liar.
Yeah. We call you make-believe fucking Danny.
That's a sick-ass name, though.
make-believe Danny.
It's cool.
Because you said you're going to get
soon.
A beer, but you went to go take a piss, too, or went to go hit the bong, or I don't know what you did.
No, I took a piss, and I got beer, and now I'm ready to talk about aliens.
Make-believe Danny.
Let's do it.
All right, so I don't know. I started believing in him once I saw the Bob Lazar Joe Rogan interview, and then I saw the documentary on Netflix, and it was fucking trippy. And the way, like,
absolutely.
The dude just didn't seem like a liar. Like, he didn't seem like he was lying. The way he was fucking, he's been saying the same story since the fucking 80s.
Bill Cosby didn't look like a liar, but look what that guy.
He doesn't want to be like Make Believe Danny.
He doesn't want to be like Make Believe Danny.
Exactly.
Like Fairy Tale Danny. Fucking
Fairy Tale Danny's better. I like that.
No, but
the newest one with the Navy guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I mean, it kind of has to do the same thing. You know the lead singer of, or one of the singers from Blink 182? He left the band to go after fucking
Alien Honey.
Aliens, yeah. To go find out the truth about aliens.
That's Didn't he come up with his own company or some shit?
Yeah.
He wrote a song about that shit. Aliens exist, bro. That's what crazy motherfucker.
Andy, are you okay? Are you okay? Oh, no, that's Alien Ant.
That's Alien Ant.
My bad. Oh, that's Michael Jackson.
Man, but... hey, but honestly, aside from like Blink 182 and you believing on the podcast, what really got me believing in that shit was Boston Dynamics, man. Looking at those fucking robots, seeing what humans could fucking make.
So wait, what that made you believe in aliens?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, it's just like way more advanced. If like, bro, like I, let me tell you like this: Star Wars. I was like, bro, that shit's make believe. That shit's fiction. They make fiction in reality. They just made now R2-D2. What's the other dude that's all fucking shiny and gold? Fucking, well, pretty much what I'm trying to say is they made some advanced shit. You could look it up. You could fact check it. Like, people probably look at me crazy, like, talking about robots, but...
Boston Dynamics, they have a robot dog for sale.
Yeah. This is audio, so no one...
Yeah. I'm talking about the dude that could do a backflip. That's like...
Yeah, human type. But that, I think that's just engineering. That's all that is. That's technology and engineering.
And the alien shit is engineering too. If you look at it, they're way more advanced. So
you can't base it off of all my black friends do backflips.
What the fuck?
Fucking yes, they do. I know some Latinos, some white people, some Asians.
So you call them robots?
Nah, hard work, dedication, but fucking shit, dude. But nah, these motherfuckers, dude, have you watched the fucking video, Martin? Like, that shit's real, dude. That shit, that's what got me believing it. I mean, I'm just throwing my input
so
on
So you're
that.
Saying
no, wait.
That,
oh, go ahead.
Because it, like, the technology is, like, super advanced right now. So you're saying that there's, it, there has to be aliens because.
I think we lived through this before and we're just going through it again.
Oh, damn, I said that.
Okay,
last
so.
Absolutely, Tony.
So that's a different perspective. I think you should have started with that. Yeah. Instead of I saw a robot, but now I believe in aliens.
I mean, but you know, both of you guys know what I'm saying.
Well, what you're trying to say is like what a lot of people think, like with, like for example, like the Mayans or.
There
or
we
the
go.
Egyptians.
How pyramids.
Yeah,
thank
how
you.
They were already
thank you.
So advanced in their engineering and also like fucking the way they saw the world.
Yep.
It's like, okay, so we had
absolutely,
this like
man.
Advanced civilization and then it got taken out and now we're resetting and then we're rebuilding again.
Yep.
Yeah.
So and then that could be like the aliens coming down, giving us some information and then we're just, it's just kind of, so, but then again, that's looking at us like a fucking
we're
game.
Smart,
they're
dude.
Just, we're just a globe and they're just fucking with us. Oh, let's just
dude,
fucking,
I mean,
you know?
Or, I'm over here talking about aliens doing backflips.
Yeah. It could just be that like we've fucking reset a couple times already.
Yeah, that's what that's kind of his belief. Yeah. That's a theory.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. Like people would have looked at me crazy if I'm saying let's put salt in the meat because we don't have refrigeration in the refrigerator. Let's fucking FaceTime on the fucking phone. They'll look at me crazy. Let's fucking fly to a different fucking planet. They'll look at it. I'm talking about way back in time perspective.
You're saying before your time type shit.
There we go. Yes. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to say.
So if you went back in time to...
That's what I'm saying. Technology's so advanced from like beginning point what I'm trying to talk about.
Yeah. So if we would go to the 80s with our phones,
What
was that movie
Magic.
With the two dudes that played guitar?
Airplanes.
We're getting more... So we're getting more advanced is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So but how do you correlate that with aliens?
So... We're talking about the technology. You're talking about, so Joe, let's go back to the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah.
What they saw in the air and the radar.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same technology we're talking about. This everything we're talking about. We're talking about the same technology. Dude, if you're telling me that shit stood still and disappeared.
Yeah.
In a few seconds, that's advanced technology. That's what I'm trying to say.
So do you think aliens are just like humans in the future? Coming back and just checking shit out?
Because that's my belief.
Or you think they're on some sim shit where they're just...
Alien something that's not from this planet.
Okay,
so... So you could... This shit's alien. Fucking computer's alien. We made it, but it's not from this planet.
So,
that's
so
alien.
So what you're trying to say is that you feel like our Mexicans. Technology was helped by aliens? Because it's so advanced? Or you're just like...
Nah. We're pretty smart. Human beings are pretty smart. We've made a lot of shit.
Well, we're pretty smart for...
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
But it's we only think we're pretty smart because we haven't seen anything smart.
Yeah.
So, and then now that we see these... Or people are talking about seeing these aliens and like... like that Tic Tac thing that just moves like crazy and defies all fucking.
Yeah. Or not even not only that, dude. Or like Albert Einstein, dude. He made a fucking bomb, atomic energy, wiped out whole of China. Look at that shit. That's fucking pretty high tech.
But Jesus gave you that knowledge.
Yes, sir. That's also
yes, sir. That's Bible. Bible's very deep too in all this, dude.
That's also IQ, and that's also just being really smart and figuring out different ways of looking at things.
Yeah. Yes, you know? Sir.
It's not necessarily like
I don't know if that's the truth. Yeah.
So it's like okay. So for example, this computer once started as fucking a really fucking shitty version of this.
Yes,
but
sir.
But people just figured out how to make it better.
Yep.
Just because they had more time to figure out how to make it better.
Yes.
So that's how.
Like cars. Cars are driving by themselves now. Tesla.
Yeah, but like going back to Albert Einstein, that was his main focus, is to get better and figure out ways to fucking. To think of different formulas and how to make things work.
Absolutely, man. So
Alex is right, because it's like if you're working on something and Alex doesn't have a clue about it, like say I'm working on something and I come out with it, like damn, out of nowhere, like no motherfucker, I worked on this for 10 years
for sure, dude.
To get this technology, like
hard work, dedication, bro.
So going back to the alien thing, hell yeah, I believe in that shit. If you ever look at the videos about all the different galaxies and the universe and how big it is. There has to be something else that evolved out of, you know, their solar system.
I'm right there with you, man. I'm right there with you.
I don't know how advanced they are. I don't know what they are or what's going on there. But there has to be different elements. You know, the way our world was made is probably unique to us. And then somewhere else, fucking people look different or the technology is different. Yeah. Just like because they have different resources.
It can't just be us. Like,
There's no way.
There's no way.
Dude, like, let's expand on that even more now, dude. Elon Musk. He says he's going to send human beings to Mars.
Yeah.
Keep on getting more advanced, dude. That's what I'm trying to say.
It's just, I mean, he's like the genius of our era right now. He's like absolutely. You said, the Albert Einstein. He's
no, I said the Iron Man. I referenced
Iron Man. Iron Man. But I'm just going back to your Albert Einstein reference.
Okay.
So he's kind of like the Albert Einstein of
Our
era, because he's that household name. Everyone knows Elon Musk. But and it's just being ambitious, you know?
Yeah,
like in, what is it, the 70s? We went to the moon, supposedly. And it's just being ambitious, say, okay, I have all this money, I have all this technology, I'm gonna fucking go here, because he wants to leave that mark. You know, I think when you get to a certain level, you're just like, what can I fucking
do?
No,
fuck yeah, dude. You know? Totally.
But but there's also, I think there's benefits to that. Like, hey, let's go there and try to mine the resources and see if we can fucking take over that world and blah, blah, blah.
I also think they should, like, okay, yeah, Mars, space, but our oceans. Like, I feel like there's something down there.
Well, the oceans.
That's what he was saying when the fucking
Tic Tac thing. Like, motions, our oceans are so
communicating. Like on some Godzilla shit.
Yeah.
That was my exact
thought. There's a bunch of trash down there.
Dude. Yeah, that too.
No, but look.
The ocean
goes super deep.
Yeah, but we've dumped so much goddamn trash down there that they've sent submersibles down there. And what they found was like tiny organisms. Weird crabs, and there was trash.
Yeah, but there's no. Yeah, but not. Yeah, like, I get that, but it's like they can only cover that small area.
Yeah,
there's no way you can cover the whole.
There's
ocean.
Parts of the ocean. There's parts of the ocean that there's canyons down there, and it goes further down. Like,
think of volcanoes.
There's no way we explored the entire ocean. It's like
no.
It's
they say that there's an ancient city in there, dude.
Yeah, I'm
El Dorado.
Sure.
No. What's the other one called?
Atlantis.
The one. That's one. No.
The triangle.
You know what? You're right. Was it Atlantis?
Atlantis. Yeah, city of Atlantis.
You know what the fuck he looks like?
fucking Aquaman.
Straight up.
Fat Aquaman over here.
It's winter time right now.
It is Atlantis.
Another trippy one.
Stupid.
This kind of doesn't have anything to do with the ocean, but it's just something that was. I remember learning this shit like in fucking elementary. You guys remember Pompeii?
Yeah.
Where it was just a city that just fucking the volcano hit, and then it just got covered in lava and everything, and then they forgot about that city.
And people were frozen in ash?
That's Hawaii, bro.
Well, Hawaii was built on lava. I mean, like everything else.
Absolutely, till this day.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's volcanoes underwater, and it's like, it's super deep. Like, there's no fucking way that they've seen everything underwater.
Can Yosemite fuck us up?
What's that?
Yosemite. Yeah, remember that shit in science class?
Oh, yeah.
There's that movie that messed me up.
The super. What are you talking about?
The super volcano?
Yeah, it's a super volcano.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's why everyone was tripping out with the whole Ridgecrest thing happened a couple months ago with those earthquakes. So, like, oh, fuck, is this it's gonna blow. It's gonna blow.
Like, yeah.
Or you always hear the San Andreas fault and all that.
Yeah.
Shit.
We were just there the other week, man. Fuck.
That's one of the best memes I ever fucking saw, though.
That was Yosemite. Yeah, we're talking about Yellowstone. You guys mixed them up. It's Yellowstone.
No,
Yellowstone.
But the San Andreas Falls, we passed through there. Yeah. And all that.
That's dangerous, too.
But Yellowstone is the big volcano. That's where the geysers are.
That's one of the best memes I ever saw. It was like, sometimes I sit there and think, like, should I have this drink? And then I remember there's a super volcano fucking ready to erupt any fucking minute, and we could all fucking be vaporized.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, I'll have this drink.
So where's the safest place in the United States? Because on the East Coast, you got hurricanes, and West Coast, you got earthquakes. Not to mention
Montana,
but you also got tornadoes. Tornadoes in the middle.
Wherever Joe Rogan goes, I go.
That's tornado fucking century, though.
Or should you just go to Alaska and just fuck it? Just be cold.
Yeah,
fuck
just
it.
Be cold.
Just be cold. Fuck it.
It's melting, bro. It's not that cold anymore.
I'm a layer type of guy, anyways.
No, you can't go. You can't go anywhere cold. You have freeze attacks and shit. This is the first human being in my life that I've seen have a freeze attack.
No, it's fucking true, dude.
So, Martin, we were in San Francisco, and there's a place called Twin Peaks where you see kind of the highest point.
Or, in San Francisco, right?
In San Francisco, we see like the view of San Francisco and Oakland.
It's fucking beautiful.
It's dope. Well, how the fuck do you know?
5 seconds. 5 seconds. And I was like, Tony, give me the fucking keys.
So we went up to the high peak, and like the fog, that's why it's called Fog City. Or Smog City? Smog City, right?
Yeah, Smog City, yeah.
It gets so fucking thick and crazy. All you see is lights from cars. And I'm talking about like, you can barely see in front of you. It's fucking nuts. And it's cold.
Those fucking clouds are cold.
So you go out there, so you feel like you're going through clouds.
Yeah.
You go to the very top. And then we get out, and it's kind of windy. You have this fog, and it's cold as shit. And we're just excited to be up there because the city looks fucking crazy.
Fucking beautiful.
And then this dude, I guess, I didn't see it. He saw it, so I'll let him explain it. But he...
So everyone jumped out the car because, like, it took a while to get up there because there's a shitload of people and it's super foggy. So we all jumped out the car. We're all fucking, we were drinking that day too, right?
And I was on something
acid.
Else.
Oh, yeah. And then we all jumped out, and then he jumped out before me. Danny did.
Yeah, I was excited.
And so I was behind him. And as soon as I got out the car, this will turn around and just went, like if someone's fucking getting with a stun gun and shit. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you? He's like, it's fucking gold. It's fucking gold. He's like, give me the keys. I was like, I don't have the keys. And Tony's kind of like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, getting mad. I was like, Danny's in the car because Tony was locking the car. And he's like, Danny's in the car. Man. So he opens the door and Danny's in the middle of the seat just in a little ball. Fucking
fuck, dude. Bro, I walked straight in that car and fucking opened up a beer. I was like, fucking alcohol is my best friend, man. This shit gonna warm me up. Fucking start chugging that
Were
shit.
Were you cold or you just scared of
heights? Bro, I was fucking cold. The fucking fog. What was it, Alex? Was it a cloud or a fog that was hitting us, dude?
I think it was a cloud.
Was it a fog or a cloud?
We're probably at an elevation where we're maybe.
All right, it was a fucking cloud. A fucking cloud came at me, bro. That shit felt like 10,000 snowballs touching my fucking body. And I was like, holy shit. It's like, Tony, give me the keys. He said, where are you going? I was, don't worry about me. Fucking took off, bro. I was done.
Have you ever been hit with a snowball?
I went snowboarding with jeans. Yeah, put that in your perspective.
You said 10,000 snowballs, but if you've never been hit with a snowball, then how many?
I've been hit with a snowball.
All of a sudden, motherfucker.
And then he was mad afterwards because we took like a family picture and shit.
Bro, and I thought you were lying. I was like, there's no way they smiled and took a family picture.
No way.
Each one of Tony had the brightest smile, dude.
Tony has some big ass teeth. That's
yeah,
why.
And James, dude. fucking James.
His dark ass eyes and shit,
dude. Man, face, dude, black
eyes. Look like fucking Baymax.
You know James? Martin, you know James?
Yeah.
Oh shit. You know James? No, yeah. Oh fuck, you all him, y'all know James.
We've had him on the podcast.
James knows me.
We all grew up with them.
Yeah. James has his own little section. It's called James World.
We just make fun of James.
I like James. James is cool. James is cool, man. Fucking beat me by 1 point. Fucking bastard.
Oh, fantasy football.
Yeah. 1 fucking point.
Oh, yeah, dude. San Francisco was dope.
Fuck dope, yeah, man. Fuck. I'm trying to go back again.
Was that your first time going?
My second time going, but I will say that it's my first time going as an adult, because when I went, I was like 6 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was a youngin'.
Yeah, the only thing I was bummed about is we didn't actually, this trip, we didn't get to explore the city.
Yeah, yeah.
No, we just did that hike by the bridge, and that was it.
It's because we were focused on the game.
Yeah.
And we
had you know what's funny, man? Yeah. We're talking about cycling in the beginning. I saw Lance Armstrong, San Francisco, when I went, when I was 6 years old. Lance Armstrong. This is before he got caught up with the fucking steroids and shit.
With the juice?
With the juice. Yeah. And then, yeah, it's trippy.
What happened,
Martin's dude?
Fucking tripping out.
Are you good, dude?
Fucking moth went in my mouth.
Fuck, dude. The moth went in your mouth?
You see how he did that?
Fuck. Bro, I got a fucking bug went in my eye the other day when I was riding. That shit sucked.
He just killed a fucking story of him seeing Lance Armstrong.
I know.
Wait, who's the guy now? So Lance, he's gone now, right?
Peter Sagan's the guy right now.
Peter Sagan.
Definitely Peter Sagan. He's the Salah fucking Alex Tony fucking speak for me. Salah Kavakian.
What is he?
Salah Kavakian. I'm fucking saying it wrong.
Talladega Nights.
Nah, fool. The country.
What country?
I'm saying it wrong, fool. But sounds like, there we go.
Czechoslovakia.
There we go. Yep. There we go.
The Czechs.
He's the best guy out right now, man. That dude's ridiculous. He's fucking. He's fucking good,
so you,
man.
So you did 50 miles today. How many did they?
I did 50 miles in 3 hours. Peter Sagan would have done 100 miles in 4 hours.
Oh.
So my 50 halfway for me was what, 1/4 for him? Like, or maybe let, I don't know. What's the math on that? But I think it was 1/4.
We all failed math here.
1/4. I think it's one. No, 1/4 is right. But yeah, it just shows you, dear. But personally, man, all of them are still on the juice. They attack Lance because he was an American, and that sport's primarily European.
Yeah.
And honestly,
that's fucked up. Not even.
Because like, Latinos are really good with cardio. Mexicans, they got the boxing. And then. Recently, right now, Colombia got the first Tour de France, and this is a young cat who just won it, Egan Sagan. I saw him the other week. I took a picture with that motherfucker. He's a cool guy. Fucking, but I'm telling you, man, Latinos, man, they're good at cardio. Don't sleep on Latinos, bro. You heard that, ladies.
He shows up with his medal and he talks about fucking all this other shit. 50 miles.
He's just trying to get laid on his podcast.
Nah, no one bro, even likes we really are. Sex that long. We were, bro, okay, let me go back.
Wait, what do you?
I'm Colombian.
Stamina wise, no, I don't give a fuck.
Stamina wise,
are you putting your foreplay into that? Or are you doing straight stroke game and stamina?
Stroke game and stamina.
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 Yes. I'm just wondering.
Here we go.
I'm just drop saying. Like, okay.
Wait.
You talk about a stamina that drop is water.
It's a fucking power play. But
he's trying to find out how you started. Is it foreplay?
He picked up the water. He picked up the water.
Are you talking about? Are we talking about sports? Or are we talking about sex? What are we talking about right now?
We're 2 seconds away from butt stuff right now. So
yeah, I know. You're in Martin's fucking neck of the woods right
Martin.
Now.
Yeah. Yo, let me hit that shit, Martin. It's been a minute. You want to hit this shit?
No, sure.
Yeah,
this is how Martin draws you into butt stuff.
But real shit, Martin.
I don't feel like people really try to be fucking like all night like they used to say in songs and shit.
I think you just don't.
Not all night, though? That's like a fucking hassle.
Do you think it's a hassle when you're drunk?
No, but.
Yeah, nah, I don't think so. I mean, it depends on the night, I guess.
So you only have feelings when you're drunk or what? Because I only have...
I always have feelings. Okay. I have crazy senses. I fucking walked in
those
the car.
Senses, yeah, those are senses, motherfuckers.
I walked in the car right away, bro.
Emotions.
I'm very emotional, too. I'm very emotional. These fools know that I'm very emotional.
No, we don't know that. What the fuck?
Oh. No, I've known him since he was a kid. I know.
Yeah.
I've seen him throw a baseball woods.
I don't even remember that shit. You brought that shit back up. I was like, damn, I did that?
That shit was literally the joke forever. Like, fucking, we used to always play sports and shit fucking in the neighborhood. And then one time Danny, like, hey, throw the ball. Because the ball went rolling by him and he was younger than us. And he fucking threw it, and it hit the floor right away. he didn't even get air.
I was on coordinated, guys.
What was that movie where he couldn't throw it, so he just ran him back the ball?
Gave it to him?
Was that Sandlot?
Oh, Sandlot. Yeah.
Yeah, Sandlot.
Oh, yeah, it was Sandlot.
So this was worse.
I was good at basketball and cycling.
Oh, because you're the one that had the basketball court everybody used.
Yeah.
Yeah, in your neighborhood, yeah.
He grew up next to Gabriel, so imagine that.
Man.
I don't know.
Gabriel and Bob, remember the guy that we talk about climbing light poles? Yeah.
Bradford Rossini, bro. Bradford Rossini.
Did you ever see Bobby killing pigs in the backyard?
Yes, sir. Fucking cried about it, actually. Bro, let me tell you the story. So I was in the back with Bobby, and these fools had pigs filled with crates. And fucking Bobby opens that shit with the fucking latch. Psh, fucking all these pigs start coming out. And fucking me as a like young kid fucking running and shit. Fucking thought this was OC Fair, petting the fucking pigs and shit. Everything nice. Oh, everything cool.
That was dinner.
Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, it was dinner, dude. I fucking look behind. Fucking Bobby with the rock. Bah! Fucking hairy pig. Fucking pig crying and shit. I was like, holy shit. Yeah, yeah, with the rock, dude. He started smashing the pig with the rock. I was like, holy shit. And then Nata's Bobby's nephew. Nata was my homie. Nata fucking pulls me back. He's like, Danny, he's like, you need to step back, man. This is our thing. This is what we do. And like, he's my neighbor. I'm like, bro, you're fucking killing the pig. And fucking Bobby comes out with the fucking knife. Fucking opens that shit. Fucking kills that motherfucker. I was like, yo, Nata, you know what, dude? I was down to cook barbecue with you guys, bro, but I'm going to go to the ice cream man out here, bro. The blue ice cream man. This is ridiculous.
Like, oh, the blue ice cream man.
Yeah, the blue ice cream man. This is ridiculous. I fucking walked out of that bitch, bro. That shit. And man, these motherfuckers gave my dad fucking meat.
And, man, I ate that shit. I
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I showed up. I was there.
Yeah.
I was there when they were taking the hair off the pig. It was already dead. They were taking it off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I left the party.
I did three
way
runs.
Way earlier than
I
that,
did
man.
Three runs. I got there. Like they weren't alive. Like I just got there when they already killed it, taking the hair off of it. It was an all day affair. I come back and that shit's roasting
tradition.
With the fucking with the apple in its mouth.
That shit fucking takes forever.
And then I come back and like the party's already over.
Yeah.
And then fucking they just had a bunch of bomb ass noodles and meat and fucking frozen bananas for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And then we started having a war with the frozen bananas. That shit was hilarious. But yeah, their food's good, dude. Yeah. Their food's good.
But yours and Gabriel's story is kind of similar too with the whole rock thing.
Yeah, bro. Oh, Gabriel was there too.
Well, Gabriel lived right next door.
That's true. Bro, don't Mexicans do that shit where they like they cook like a soup underground or some shit? Yeah,
we do vidya.
There we go. Yeah. My homie's
the
Mexican.
Banana leaves.
He hooked me up. Leaves. Yeah, my homie's Mexican. Well, he hooked me up with that shit, man.
We grew up like that too. One of my uncles used to do that shit all the time.
Hell yeah, it's just fucking good, dude.
No, it's really good, dude.
Nutritious, man.
It got so crazy that my fucking cousins will grab the pig's feet and they will move like the veins, knowing what veins to move for the fingers to move and all that.
No
like,
fucking way. That's fucking genius. Fuck, man.
Oh, dude, it's kind of weird.
That's alien, bro.
Yeah, he had the pit, like the pit in the backyard.
Yeah.
Where you put the, it's a fucking big ass Oya. How do you say fucking Oya? I can't even think about it right now.
Pot?
Big ass pot. With pork and like this crazy ingredients, and then you put banana leaves, and then you bury it underground, and then you throw you put boards on top, then you throw dirt, and then it's lit up like it's a fucking a bunch
Fuck
of
yeah.
wood or coal,
yeah,
and then fucking and then your job is to not let any fucking smoke escape, so you're fucking
Damn.
Throwing dirt on top of it till like no smoke escapes, then you leave it there for I don't know how long.
Damn.
I did it once with
Uncle. Bomb is fuck.
Super
sounds
bomb.
Fucking bomb. Yeah, oh, we're talking to you because your brother wants to do it. I was telling you, we should hit up my uncle and we should do it.
Let's make a lechon.
Yeah, that shit's good, dude. Fires,
do a Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
When the Raiders play.
at his new place?
Oh, at his new spot. Oh, we could do it there. He doesn't have grass or anything yet. We got to dig it. I didn't want even to take that long with all of us.
Nah.
I'll help out, man. You got an extra man here. I'll help out.
He's going to be digging the pit all crying and shit.
Having flashback fucking CTE and shit.
Yeah, man. Fuck
PSD,
AB.
Bro. You're getting your SDs all fucked up.
What?
What?
I think I need another beer. Damn, I'm on my second beer. None of y'all got another beer.
Bro, you're about to be on your second
on
piss,
third.
Too.
You don't know how this goes. Maybe. It takes a while, folks. So
I feel
we're
you.
We're pacing ourselves.
Yeah, you're right.
But
so are we ever going to resolve our alien or what?
We'll go back to it.
So we all believe here then.
I believe that there's something else out there, 100%.
I believe we're less than 1% in the galaxy. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I believe there's something else out there, but when you think of aliens, I haven't seen them myself. So it's like, I don't know what the fuck they look like.
Do you think it's different dimensions, or this is one dimension? Well, and there's just...
It could be different dimensions.
Dude, that, I don't know, dude. That's a whole different fucking thing. Like, they just proved one of Einstein's theories about gravity.
Yeah. And it was right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking nuts. That's what I'm saying, dude. What the fuck? If only he was here right now, right? If only.
Maybe.
Like, it blows my mind when you got an amputee elbow down and you got this electronic device attached to the human body and it goes straight to the nervous system. You could look this up on YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you could look it up. Yeah. I mean, it's not... Obviously, I'm saying it right now. It's not like that, dude. You don't get it right away. Obviously, it's a lot of brain work. It's going to be a lot... It's like you as a baby, you crawl. When you crawl, you stand up on things before you start walking. It doesn't happen right away.
The crazy thing is they're able to combine tech with the human body, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Which is fucking insane.
Be like fucking RoboCop.
I'm saying it's not that easy though. It's a lot of brain work. That's what I'm trying to say too.
Of course.
Yeah.
If they get to a point where they take out, you get the sensation, but you don't get to go through the actual physical of it, of having sex. What would you rather do?
There's virtual. That's gonna come out. Virtual reality sex.
Would you rather do that or actually have sex?
Obviously have sex, but look, you're not going to get a disease. You're not going to get a girl pregnated. So, like, you're going to get the same effect.
Oh, it's like that movie with...
Same feel, same effect. Obviously, the girl's going to be way better. Real girl's way better, but, like, you're not dealing with the other things.
It's that movie with Sylvester Stallone and Sandra Bullock when they just go, oh, we're going to have sex, and they put the little helmet thing on.
That's Coneheads.
No, it's also Sylvester Stallone.
It is Sylvester Stallone. Yeah.
Where they say murder, death, kill.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He was all ready and shit, and then she brought out this fucking...
Yeah. Toy, but it's also Coneheads. Yeah. Coneheads
is like the one I remember the most.
But Coneheads, because they're aliens, and they just put the... Yeah.
So what alien movies would you recommend other than Terminator?
That's not alien. That's human.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
He's a robot.
What do you mean? Terminator's not alien?
No, he's a robot.
Fuck you, I didn't go with that shit.
Yeah, he did.
Why you grew up with that? Before,
well, I said anything here that's not created by us is alien.
That was
computer. Created. Computers are aliens.
Mexicans are aliens.
No, that's created by us, though. That's created by us, Daddy. But, yeah,
No. It's not from this world.
Yeah, it is. Computers
we created.
It's mine.
No. I'm talking about like evolution wise.
What do you mean?
This motherfucker's throwing out big ass words.
No, I'm not throwing big out words, bro. I'm not throwing big out words. I'm not even trying to be better than anybody. Bro, what are you talking about, bro? What are you talking about, Martin?
Got him.
Stupid. Alex and Tony know what I'm talking about, bro. It's not even like that. Pass me the beer. Martin, pass me a beer, please. Ring the bell.
Pass me a beer. Walk out.
Please, bro. Yeah. Give me a beer, man, please.
I see what you're trying to say, though. You're trying to say anything that's non-organic is alien.
It's alien to this earth. But then again, I don't agree with that because
we made it.
No, yeah, also we made it, but also it comes from resources from this earth.
Pulled from the earth.
You can't make a chip without something that's pulled from this earth. That makes sense.
But what created that chip? That's alien.
Chinese fucking people, dude.
Chinese, yeah, people. Asians, black, white, race in general. Fuck human beings. What I'm trying to tell you is, Alex, cavemen. If you put cavemen's around that technology device, odds are that it won't be created.
It'll be alien to them.
Well, fire was alien,
but it's not alien to us
at one point.
That's just
fire.
That's just,
but fire
just,
could be created by lightning with wood naturally. There's Tony said earlier in the podcast, fucking wildfires going around in California. That was made naturally. That's way more organic.
Sometimes
than
there's
a fucking chip.
There's pyros out there.
Well, then you can say anything. This was made naturally.
Yeah, but you're trying to say that the chip is alien?
No, I think he's trying to say.
I mean, Alex knows what I'm trying to say.
He's trying to say that because technology evolves.
Thank you.
It's alien to like fuck. To like our older civilization.
Oh, I see.
Or yeah, fucking go like, back in time. But that's just evolution.
Yeah,
That's just us advancing as a race.
But we never know. We probably did get that technology from aliens.
But what's different? What's difference between evolution and technology? Evolution takes forever. Evolution is nice. We're fucking this. All this shit is masterful. We're fucking. We're here.
It's because.
But technology is way faster, bro. Way faster.
Still part of fucking evolution.
Yeah,
like,
yeah so
if you think about it,
yeah, you just talked about evolution, but technology. Nobody talk over each other.
Okay,
so let Eric talk.
All right, yeah,
go for it. No, I already stopped. I need a beer. Can you hand me a beer too?
It's getting real. So look,
so you want to talk?
Yeah, so with evolution. So evolution happens where, like, you know, since we're caveman to how we are now, yes. Blah, blah, blah. And then technology is a separate thing.
You got
it's
me
like
old
it's
raspy.
Like the wheel. Mm-hmm. You have the wheel and you can advance the wheel.
Yeah. I'm talking about acceleration.
Yeah.
So from what we are right now as human beings,
it's
evolving,
slower.
Like came slower. There we go. It came way slower.
Because that's biology.
But like technology-wise, you said it earlier. Microsoft, the first Microsoft, Bill Gates, 2000, okay. Compared... 2019, the Mac right now.
Yeah.
What's the evolution on that?
You know it. It started in like the
1980s.
Yeah, but
because of humans.
You're talking about two different things, though.
It is two different things.
That's the human mind making something better that where we have those resources.
But yeah. I think technology had a way for us to evolve, but technology is getting faster now because it's building off the technology that we've already built.
Yes, sir.
So
fuck
that's
yes.
That's why...
Yes, sir.
We're not evolving as fast as technology because we're helping technology evolve faster than we can actually.
That's what I tell you.
But either way, it's still evolution.
It's still evolution.
That's one of the things that even fucking Elon Musk talked about. Like
talking about AI.
He's trying to integrate fucking technology into a person. Like we already are connected to our phones no matter what.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's always a part of you. Like
it might not be like literally in part of you, but it's a part of you.
It's not literally like connected to you, but
yes, sir.
You can't live without it.
Well, in some ways it is. Some ways it is.
Yeah.
Pacemaker.
It is. Yeah.
Eventually, we're gonna get to that point where it will be implanted to you, like it's just there.
The memory chip.
There's the thing that Elon's working on with the chip that connects to your brain that he just came out with. But there's
the neural network or something like that?
Yeah, that's scary, dude. What the fuck? So now you got, what if our government's corrupt? So what? You're against the government? They read your fucking mind?
Hold on.
That's your hack.
Wait, hold on. You just said what if?
Yeah, what if? What do you mean, what if the government's corrupt?
What do you mean, what if
the government's corrupt?
Oh, it's corrupt.
Yeah, you're right. No, I don't know. I don't know where you guys stand on that, but absolutely.
I don't think I would.
I just met Martin tonight.
I wouldn't throw my shit online. I wouldn't go online on some Matrix shit, though. I wouldn't do that. You get hacked. I would just live my life how I am now.
I agree, dude, because it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
But look at this, though. So right now, like a lot of these jobs, you need to know tech. You need to understand how these computers work. And
yes,
blah,
sir.
Blah, blah.
Yep.
So what if the only way you can make certain machines work is by understanding through the software they fucking implant into that chip? But in the end, all these different companies, they require that. And you make a lot of money. So it's like, that's opportunity. And then you go into that. And that's their way of getting you into it.
That's some Skynet shit for real.
Well, that's one of the things that you guys don't watch fucking anime, but that's Ghost Ghost in the Shell. That's what they touched on. Like,
yeah, dude.
Because
that's what I like about
because half the people in that fucking universe are cyborgs, and they all have different implants. They all have different fucking parts.
Crazy.
And all of a sudden, people start getting hacked. Like people get hacked.
Yeah. Yep.
And then people start murdering other people. They go on rampages, and they have to try to figure out like what's going on.
You just gave me this quick idea.
Is that a movie?
Hold on, this is a quick idea.
It's a show.
Just to comment on what you just said, people getting hacked. I feel like we get hacked at a micro level right now.
Oh, we do
ads.
Yeah.
Yes, dude. Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude.
That's your brain being hacked. Technically,
I'm not getting hacked because I can't afford shit. So,
Alex, do the algorithms you typing on the computer, or wait, but let me give another algorithm. you speaking it while the phone's out.
Oh, 100%.
That works too, right?
Yeah. That should happen.
I fucking believe that shit too, dude.
No, it already came out.
That shit's been proven.
Yeah, like, it's been proven,
dude. So like my Alexa fucking
your mic is always on, and they're listening to whatever the fuck you're saying. But it's not for anything crazy and fucking malicious. It's so they could sell you shit.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
It's to make you buy your
guys.
I think this technology is old, dude. Because like my dad knew some fools from the fucking 60s in Colombia, dude. And he said that these motherfuckers would talk and shit. They wouldn't talk between walls or like glass and shit. They would like go out in the middle of the street.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Because like FBI agents or like people in the random
Dad knew people in the cartel, and I'll explain that right now. Is because that technology is pretty old. It's you bounce the fucking sound waves off of
glass. There we go.
So that's how the FBI was able to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was able to record conversations when the mob was having a conversation outside. If they're standing by a glass window, you can bounce those radio waves and listen to what they're saying.
I love Alex. Fucking knows what I'm fucking saying, dude.
I love this dude.
Which is cool though.
Yeah, I like this guy.
Your dad hung out with some OGs, and that's what it sounds like.
Tony, if you're hearing me, man, this Sunday, first class.
Getting some pizza.
Tony and Alex. Yeah, hell, tomorrow. You too. You're more than welcome. Rodolfo will be
tomorrow
there
at 12.
You'll be there. All right.
Martin, why do you look lost, dude? You've been hitting that pillow.
You just going like, hear something?
Yeah, I did. That's why I was like tripping out on that.
Isn't Chris in here?
No, like it was a female voice. Like something talked.
Yeah, something talked over there. I was like, what the voice?
Oh, that was Nipsey. That was Nipsey Hussle right there.
Or it was that. You guys keep taking the wig off of
her. Something spoke.
No, I heard that shit too. I was like, what the fuck?
Your face looks so scared though. That's why I was like, what's wrong? Like, did I say something?
I heard that shit. Yeah. I just kept like listening to these guys. And that's how you react. I was like, oh shit.
I didn't hear shit.
Wait, this place is haunted.
I heard something.
Just know this place is haunted. He has a bunch of old ass art and fucking random ass shit in here. It's haunted.
I love
it.
But I was going to say, we should have Scott on here with Danny.
What the fuck? Dude, first of all, I thought Scott was like at least 6'5". Fucking like white. I didn't even think he was Asian. I thought he was white.
I remember when you guys met. That was
You were there too?
That was a McGregor in the Khabib fight.
Yes. Yeah. See? Yeah.
Scott's like 3 foot tall.
Yeah, man. Dude, I was fucking mind blown. I was like, "Fool, you won the fantasy shit?" I was like, "You won that shit?"
He's like, "Yeah, man.
Mad respect."
Yeah, man.
He saw a little Asian.
Yeah. Bro, I thought this fool was tall, bro.
Yeah.
I thought this fool was taller than me, man.
Man, what's up?
Bro, like the dude Jamie from like Joe Rogan, bro, I had a whole different perspective about him, bro. I thought this fool was like nerdy, fucking hat backwards, like glasses. Fucking saw him in real life on video. I was like, fuck, this fool looks pretty badass. Like, he's cool and shit, dude.
So like, seen him on real life before you seen him in
video? Nah, like, going on, like, you guys are talking about the alien shit, so who knows what that alien video was talking about, look like, and that radar shit you guys were talking about earlier.
Oh, we do. Well, yeah,
we saw it. There's a Tic Tac one, there's also a gimbal one. But it's black and white, it's through radar, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah.
But even the government acknowledged, like, hey, that's something that we don't know what the fuck it is. You know, they're not saying alien specifically.
Online, though?
Yeah, yeah. You can look it up. We'll look it up after this.
All right.
Because it's going to take a while, and then we're going to have a pause.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah, one of these days, we'll be a producer.
We should have fucking Scott and him make like a tin foil hat
thing. Damn, Scott's hilarious. Scott's on that level.
Got that word all fucked.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, Scott's a
I was trying to ignore it, but he fucking kept staring at me.
Well, the fans with us, too. Scott's a big conspiracy theorist.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. So is Slim's Eric on the podcast. The Niner fan. Yeah,
the bet with Tony today.
He's a big time conspiracy theorist.
Fucking
that's awesome.
Gabriel stayed all quiet because he's not a real 49er fan.
Gabriel used to be a conspiracy theorist too.
Bro, I love that you were like, "Oh, you're not a fan?" To fucking Gabriel and shit.
Yeah, shit was funny.
Shit was funny because it's like he is a fan, but you played it off cool.
that fucking fantasy league's funny. I just like to troll on that shit.
Yeah, man.
I had some close ass games though.
Same here, dude.
Like close.
This fool too.
If I don't win
this week, should be
if I don't beat
close.
You, then my season's over. Cause
yeah, man. But I gotta make something happen too, cause or else my season's over too, you know.
Fool, you won at least. I'm fucking 0-5 and shit.
I feel you, but dude, I lost to Slim.
That, Slim was good.
Yeah, but last season. Oh. Remember when he was like on that losing streak?
Oh, and you're the guy.
I was the guy that lost to him. So. but the Patriots are looking nice.
The Patriots are looking nice. I like how you put that shit. Oh, so, you were the guy?
I was the guy.
Because last year.
What was he, Tony? 0-10 or
0-10.
0-11 or 0-10?
No, 0-10.
So last year, fucking I played fantasy with Dennis's fantasy league. And it was my first time ever playing. I didn't understand anything. They told me to get in 30 minutes before the draft. So I didn't understand shit. Fucking had like 2-3 quarterbacks. Like, it was all fucked up. Yeah, you know?
Okay.
And then I fucking didn't win at all until I played Scott and I beat Scott. So he was stressing this last game because it was so close back and forth because he didn't want to lose to me again. It was fucking funny.
Damn.
But the same situation where he gave me my win.
Shit. Let me hit that.
Be there.
What's up?
He's all sad because he's not in the fantasy league.
You should play. I'm going to create my own fantasy league. You want to join?
No, I play real sports.
Stupid.
He said real sports is softball.
I play in FIFA. Fucking,
in a 40 and older league.
Yeah, but I'm fucking amazing. Faster than everybody.
Have any of you guys done Top Golf?
Yeah, in Vegas? Twice.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's cool, dude.
That's just fucking dope, dude.
It's a little pricey, but it's
fun. It is pricey, but it's dope. Oh, yeah.
You like golf?
No, I just
no. You just want to fucking flex on everybody.
So you never got to the.
What do you mean flex on everybody, bro?
You said
what
I've been there mean? Twice.
Well, you were flexing with metal on
him.
Shit.
Me or him? Never mind.
You never even gone to the golf range right there by the old neighborhood. What, dude? That shit's fun. There's a bar there. You can even get in a car. You can drink and just golf. It's fun, dude.
Fuck, I bet. I mean, it's one of those things you just gotta like introduce yourself to. You know.
Yeah.
Because, like, I talk about cycling, you guys probably look at me like crazy, like, ride on a bike.
My dad was always into it, so I got into it. But there's a lot of the guys, like Slim.
Yeah.
He never did it.
Yeah.
And then he bought two bikes.
Yeah.
Because it was a good deal.
I mean, it's no other thing, dude. There's, like, different hobbies all across the board, bro. You could be into bow hunting, into hunting, you could be into basketball, you could be into football.
You could be into butt stuff like Martin.
There we go. Martin, drinking beer, dude.
Martin loves his butt stuff.
It's only weekends.
Anything.
It's only weekends.
Oh fuck! Wait, it's a weekend.
I want to know, Martin. Have you done the hotel thing? You've been saying you want to go to a hotel and just chill. Nah. You still no? Fuck.
He's all sad about it. Too. No.
I want that for you, dude. I want that for you.
You gotta plan. You gotta plan a fucking day and night.
I just have to wait for weekend. Coachella.
Well, we in a room full of fucking five men.
Oh yeah. Speaking about that, did you ever see if there was another room available?
I did not.
Oh, you should.
I've been dealing with a lot of other shit, but yes, I will remind my sister to.
No, it's fine. We can just have one room because I have the room anyways.
No, fuck you, dude.
Get the fuck out of here.
No.
Hey, so how was that show in Chicago?
Which one? Lollapalooza?
You were there?
Lolla was fucking.
Fuck. Yeah, this story is from like 10 years ago.
I mean,
no one cares
last year.
I wasn't really there, but I was there.
We were there, but
no,
we weren't.
I'm just asking because like I never experienced.
What's the craziest drug you've done?
Wait, hold on. You never been aware to a music festival or Chicago?
Music festival. The crazy drug I've done? I can't say in record right now. I'll talk to you after the show.
We don't got no... We have no listeners, bro.
This is going to be recorded in history. What are you talking about?
History.
Well, talking about evolution? Let me evolution this shit.
Give it time. So you've never been to a music festival?
He sounds like an underground rapper.
Flossadamus, but that was a show. It wasn't a festival. Underground rapper? What are you talking about?
Nah, you should have never went back because you just
because you actually swerved him real good. I'm like, ha ha, shut the fuck up. You should have never like let
straight up stiffed Darby. I was like, all right, you.
Thanks for the education, but you just got stiffed on, bro.
But yeah, not, festival or Chicago. Yeah. What are you saying? You've never been to?
No, I'm just saying, is it worth it? Is it worth it?
Oh, festivals, hell yeah.
Yeah,
they're
really?
Fun, dude. They're a lot of fun.
Come to Coachella with us, dude. Buy a ticket.
You guys about to go?
Yeah, we're going When is it? April?
April.
Tickets come on sale again. Second weekend. January.
Second weekend.
Yeah. They come on sale again.
Are you gonna go online?
You're gonna yep. go? All right, fool. I'll fucking see you there, motherfucker.
Whoa. Not if I see you first.
Every guest goes after Mario.
You bring it upon yourself.
I have to give Daddy props because this is the quietest Mario has been in all the podcasts.
Honestly, Mario, let me tell you something about.
I have bangers, bro. Yeah.
Mario, let me tell you something about Colombians, bro. If we talk shit to you, odds are they really like you. So, like, don't take that wrong, bro.
Speaking about Colombians, I did not like your fucking sugar water. Fucking, I was fuck that shit. Licorice?
Yeah, that's a good. A lot of white people say, a lot of white people get that correct, bro. They say, is this licorice? Yeah. Is this licorice? My bitch, I don't know. It's aguardiente. This is what I grew up to. I don't know.
That shit tastes like black licorice. Black licorice.
Yeah, it's black licorice, but.
It's licorice.
Well, I don't know. For all, like, it's like a fucking Mexican. You drink up drinking tequila and shit.
That's
it's
why
like,
I like fucking absinthe.
Yeah.
Absinthe?
That's a green. It tastes like licorice, too.
Yeah. What's the percentage on that? That's high,
usually around 60-something.
Is it that's the shit you lit up on fire with the lighter and it lights up, right?
Yeah.
The green shit?
Yeah. I love that shit.
Where do you get that?
I drank that one time. Bevmo? Fuck that.
Huh?
Bevmo?
Oh, yeah. Really?
The bodega?
It's legal?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
They made it legal, fuck, when was it? 2007. 2008.
So what was the deal with it, like, supposedly making you hallucinate?
Because they had the little black tar thing that they don't sell here.
They thought it made you hallucinate, but it's just, like, usually it's so high in alcohol that you're just that fucking drunk to you fucking see shit. But it doesn't.
Because they had that rep.
Yeah, it doesn't do that. And then there's still people out there that fucking say that shit like, oh, yeah, it will make you hallucinate. Like, if you get it from this certain place, motherfucker, they're putting other shit in there. Like,
yeah. But I would like to test that theory and try it in Europe. Just to be sure.
Yeah, but it's got to be like from an actual.
Because I can see a marketing company here in America saying, yeah, I've got absinthe, but taking that ingredient out.
No, because I was importing that shit from France for a little while, like, because I liked it. Like, I just wanted to try it.
Sounds so illegal.
I bought it. Like, I ordered it online and they just fucking sold it to me.
But it was probably France, Virginia or
Statue of Limitations. Like Paris Riverside.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. But no, it's just, it's higher proof in alcohol. It just gets you drunk, but it does feel like a different fucking type of drunk. I never fucking hallucinated on it. And there's people
have
like,
you ever busted nuts
there's
on
a
it?
Lot of people that say like, oh yeah, I've seen some fucking crazy shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where'd you get it from? Whoa, I got it from some dude that made it in his fucking bathtub. Like, of course, of course that shit's going to make you see some shit.
Yeah, for sure.
That's meth.
This motherfucker's making like moonshine fucking absinthe in his bathtub. Like, yeah, that shit's going to make you
see some shit. Moonshine's another thing, too. Yeah. That shit is fucking ridiculous.
Save for the beer podcast. But he wants to know if you bust nuts on it.
Of course.
Have you had sexual relations since your operation?
No.
Fuck, bro.
Damn, no, I haven't.
Get your shit together.
No. I still haven't taken the other test to make sure. Because I got to take another.
It worked?
I got to do another semen sample to make sure that.
What's the operation?
I got a vasectomy.
So he's like, all right.
Yeah.
I gotta, so you got your nuts cut off. I get it.
They're not cut off. They're still there. No, they're still functioning.
The balls are still there. You just fucking can't produce. Yeah. Sperm won't come out anymore.
The bullets won't come out anymore.
There we go. All right.
The tube is gone.
All right, yeah. We're there.
Well, they come out, but just can't reproduce.
Yeah.
Got you.
No, they're still there.
Okay.
It's just the bullets won't come out.
Okay.
Castration's a bitch.
I feel you on that, man.
Does it still look the same when it comes out?
Because
like 90% of what comes out is just fucking fluid. It's like
what?
It's liquid. It's just like, it's 90% of your ejaculation is just
random shit.
Yeah, it's random
fucking club soda you drank the other night.
Pre-workout.
The fucking wine.
Pre-workout.
Yeah, and then
all the sweat.
There's only like
50 miles.
Yeah, there's only like one drop of it. There's only one little tiny drop of it that's actually semen. So now I fucking
I hate that he has a fucking metal.
Cut that shit off. Yeah.
So is it true? Is it true if you eat something different, your nut tastes like what you ate?
Yeah.
If you eat, if you eat pineapple, who said that?
Okay. Did I say that? This motherfucker.
Who said that?
No depth perception, like, whatever. Nah, you can't fucking figure
out. Nah, I was about to say that. Who said
he's
that?
Like, squirrel.
I did.
All right. You continue on. What?
But why are you so impressed that I said that?
I know. I want to know. Did you taste it or what?
I never tasted it. But I would say you'll be called the sweeter man. Martin, if you eat pineapples every day, the girls will call you the sweeter man. They will look up. Martin they'll bow down on their knees, look at you, and be like, sweeter man.
God damn.
Sweeter man.
Martin the sweeter man.
Fucking love the man.
What the fuck? He's here, Mark. The little sound.
Oh, it's just a sweeter man coming through.
We lost Martin.
Birch comes in. Martin the sweeter man.
I come in on my skates and shit.
Martin's gonna be having all sorts of pineapples next week.
Fuck yeah, dude. Grow that shit up.
Remember
with your meat.
Roll bounce where he's like, sweet.
Oh shit. That's just hilarious.
The sweeter man McGee over here.
Fucking sweeter man.
Merch coming soon.
So I'm gonna end it there, because that's a good one. 7125media.com. Follow us on everything, 7125 Media. Reach out, info@7125media. It was a good podcast, guys.
Fuck it, man. Thank you.
We're out.